The Gulf Coast gets its news with Dan Brennan and Dalton Owig on Mobile Mornings.
And Alec Naiman, as far as recipe news. How you doing, Alec?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Yep, headlines.
That's right. Yeah. Headlines straight from the oven. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Alec. We didn't talk last week. But do you have to rest for about 48 hours after a big Thanksgiving at Naiman's Catering, or do you just get right back to it?
Man, you get about 4 hours of rest and then you get back to it, okay?
I bet. You're a busy man, especially this time of year. And for our recipe today, you don't want to rub your eyes while you're making this. Grilled beef tenderloin with some chimichurri sauce and a spice rub involved here. How do we go about making this, Alec?
Oh, man, listen, this is a good one now. You know, I mean, everybody knows how to cook a steak. Well, let's say I think everybody knows how to cook a steak.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, well, anyhow, this one's just kind of unique. The flavors are really, really good. And so I make the spice. I get some paprika and some cumin and some dry mustard and, of course, salt and pepper. I always add a little garlic, you know, but granulated garlic to that. And I just mix all that together and get my good rub together, okay? Mm-hmm. But then I get my little chimichurri sauce put together, see? So I get out the old blender and everything and I put together, you know, just a variety. Take a shot of like some red wine vinegar and olive oil and some lemon juice and lots of minced garlic, you know, some shallots, salt, pepper, some crushed red pepper flakes. Then I chop up some parsley and cilantro and a little bit of mint and everything. And I puree all that in a little blender together so I make this nice, nice, tangy, vinegary chimichurri sauce. So, and then I just get ready for my steaks. I cut my tenderloin into fillets and salt and pepper them a little bit. I go slap them on the grill, mm-hmm. Get the grill marks going. And then when I pull them off and everything, I put this rub all over the steaks. I forgot to tell you that mm-hmm. part, you know. And then I just, when I pull them off the grill, I top them with a little bit of this chimichurri sauce.
Ooh.
Man, you just eat on it. That's all it is to it.
Mm, you know? Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah. Going to have to give this a go this weekend, Alec. Let's talk Christmas. Won't be long for folks who want to pick up some Naiman's Catering for Christmas. How are you doing it this year?
Well, same way. We got the little drive through our parking lot kind of thing. We run out to your car and take your name, go pull your order, and come load you up. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Nice.
You know, so it's real convenient. But we got all the turkeys and hams. Turkeys are smoked and roasted and fried, however you want them. But we also got prime ribs and beef tenderloins and crab bisque and gumbos and all that kind of stuff to make your meal complete, you know. All the sides, all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, we make, you bake kind of thing. Mm. It's great. And, of course, if you want a corporate lunch to your office for the holidays, we're still taking a few orders. We don't have a lot of availability left, but we got some availability still going for the month. You know. So I'm just going to tell you that, man, the Jags basketball, 8-1, looking good.
They are good, yeah.
I just got to tell you, not only have a great weekend, but go Jags.
I think he's a fan.
I think he's a big fan. Yeah, basketball is playing very well.
They look good.
Okay, so Hoops Right Up, we got some junior college guys in there supplementing that team, and I think they made the right choice. It's 7:59, Football Friday with Feinbaum, brought to you by Bryant Bank, coming up.